I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the United States will need more troops in Iraq and Syria to defeat Islamic State. Speaking Friday at a special session at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, Carter called for continued U.S. boots on the ground in Iraq and Syria. The defense secretary said the United States and its allies have targeted Mosul in Iraq and Raqqa in Syria as their early objectives.
This is the parent tumor of ISIL, and we need to defeat it there, but then we need to combat it elsewhere around the world to which it has spread, and we also need to defeat our homeland.
Carter said U.S. forces on the ground will enable local forces and remain focused on an advise and assist mission. The secretary will be meeting with several defense ministers in 2 weeks. He said many countries are not doing enough in the war against Islamic State. The United States is asking world powers and corporations to expand their efforts to help those affected by the global refugee crisis. As VOA State Department correspondent Pam Dawkins reports, Secretary of State John Kerry outlined measures at the World Economic Forum.
Focusing on the plight of refugees, Secretary of State Kerry recalled the image of a young Syrian boy who drowned as his family was trying to reach Greece. He urged world leaders attending the forum in the picturesque Swiss Alps to support efforts to double the global number of refugees who are resettled. He said the U.S. appeal would culminate with a refugee summit hosted by President Barack Obama during the U.N. General Assembly. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, Davos.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. People in the Midwestern or Mid-Atlantic United States are hunkering down for a massive winter storm that is expected to dump record amounts of snow and create crippling blizzard conditions as it moves up the East Coast. Forecasters say the storm could bury Washington, D.C. in more than 60 centimeters of snow. Muriel Bowser is the city's mayor.
The snow we anticipate is wet and heavy, which means we can expect to see downed trees and power lines.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio is set to declare a snow emergency Saturday. He asked Big Apple residents to keep their cars at home.
Get done what you have to get done today. If you have to go out, rely on mass transit. Walk if you have to, but do not bring your vehicle out tomorrow.
The aviation website FlightAware.com says nearly 3,400 flights were canceled Friday. The storm is expected to intensify overnight, and snow will continue until late Saturday. The U.S. State Department has asked a federal court to